I sound like Kermit the Frog's grandmother today. I am so sorry. Anyway, today's blog post is called Your Partner and Their Hobbies. So this blog came about when I saw my friend Hermione and her boyfriend cycle past on a tandem bike. And I was like, oh, that's nice that Hermione has found someone that will do that with her. And in fact, their holiday this year is them two cycling together on this tandem bike down like the coast of Ireland or something. For me, I can't think of anything worse than being on a joint bike with like a man. So it got me thinking about hobbies and the role they play in a relationship and whether you should have different ones or the same ones. I think we're all guilty of trying to do their hobby so we can spend more time together, but never really works out. So that's basically what this blog is about. Something more to add. No bulletin news, no questions. Yeah, here it is. Your partner and their hobbies. When you are single and grumbling about it, the first thing people, your mum, suggests is to join a club. The hope is that you'll meet someone who has the same interests, and so you'll fall in love and have babies, and your mum has an excuse to finger paint again in the middle of the afternoon. Sometimes this strategy works. A couple may meet each other in the first mile of their running club, or meet each other's eyes over the top page of Mice and Men, and good on them. Most people, though, find each other on apps or at work, and it's only when they start dating that they discover each other's hobbies. The question, what do you like to do in your free time, is asked soon into the date and for good reason. You can assume a lot about a person just from what they do on their Saturday afternoons. For example, a man who skateboards is fun, but lost. A man who flies planes is intense and rich, and a man who bird watches. How did you end up on this date? The hobby also gives insight into how your life may look if a relationship was going to happen. Take a man who says he really, really loves cycling. This means that every Sunday morning you will not be having sex because he'll be cycling with Steve. The driveway will be out of use every Saturday because he'll be fixing his bike right in the middle of it. There'll be endless Amazon boxes that you'll be tripping over in your hallway, all filled with bike gadgets. It also means Steve will be in your kitchen way too much, and your lovely 9L mug collection has been ruined by bike-themed mugs given by his sister. And just when you think cycling had reached its full capacity in your life, the Peloton comes out. And that's a normal hobby. If you are with someone for a long time, you'll probably get to the stage where they need to find themselves again. Being a supportive partner, you'll encourage them to do whatever they need to do. If you're lucky, they take up running, but there is a risk that they have been inspired by something on YouTube, and now there's a nude model in your living room every Thursday night, and Barbara is waltzing around like she's Frida Kahlo with a paintbrush behind her ear. Greg has taken over the kitchen table with his model boat kit. The way he sticks his tongue out when he's tweezing together another deck gives you the ick, but you're long married with kids, so you're just going to have to endure him for the next 25 years. The catastrophe happens when you invade each other's hobbies. The idea is that you will spend your free time together. But let's face it, you don't want him learning the guitar so you can play Wonderwall as a duet in front of your friends. Nobody likes that couple. And a tandem bike is not as cute when you're swearing at his backside down a country road. So yours truly has been guilty of invading hobbies. I have sat through football games and hung off climbing walls, and it never really worked out the way I thought it would. Instead of bonding, I ended up shouting, "Get me off this bloody wall!" Quite frankly, I'd be irritated if my partner suddenly wanted to write a blog or is doing hip thrusts next to me in Pilates. That's my thing. Because the beauty of a hobby and why people do them is to take them away from the reality of life. And as his or her partner, that reality of life includes you. Thank you so much for listening to that with my croaky little voice. That was an old quack, which I release every Monday. The new ones come out on a Wednesday. You can follow and subscribe to either your podcast app or go on my blog, theoxidquack.blog, and you can put your email in and you'll get an alert whenever I post. I think that's it. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a great start to your week.